In alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, we have been talking about a sense of belonging. And one of the outcomes of a sense of belonging is a pride in the identity that the organization or the body or the movement or the nationality or whatever, the family, tribe, culture that we belong to. And that is why you have things like national dresses and national songs and national flags and so on, because all of these are signs of identity and signs of belonging. And a person who is, for example, patriotic about his country, if he sees the flag of his country, he feels very nice about that. He shows respect for the flag. When he hears the national anthem, the national song of his country, he feels happy about that. He feels a sense of attachment to that. He feels a sense of belonging to his country. And it invokes in him all kinds of positive feelings of love and affection and safety and, you know, being part of a greater whole. Now, I ask myself and I request you to ask yourself, what is your sense of and my sense of belonging to Islam? What are the thoughts and feelings that get invoked in us? For example, when we hear the Adhan, the national anthem of, can't be a national anthem because Islam is universal, but that is the anthem of Islam is the Adhan. Calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, calling towards success. What is the feeling that we have in our hearts? Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because all of this results in what we, in our business world, we call brand. Now, what is brand? Brand is not just a logo. Brand is what differentiates you in the market. Brand is what invokes positive feelings about you and your product and your services in the marketplace. Brand is what makes you stand out from competition in the market. Brand is something that makes you stand out in a very positive way, where people are willing to pay to get what you provide. They're willing to wait for what you provide. They're willing to go the extra mile to get what you provide, even though they may be able to get, generically speaking, the same thing from somebody else, but they will not take that. They will look for what you provide because of your brand. And this brand is, again, as I said, the logo is only a symbol of the brand. It's not the logo of something is not a brand, no matter how much advertising agents try to tell you that, you know, you must have this logo and that logo. It doesn't matter. It's the question is, what kind of feelings are associated with your brand. Now, the feelings are not random, they are not, they don't come out of the air. The feelings that are associated with your brand are the essence of the customer's experience with your service or product. So when we say Mercedes, it's not, you're not paying just for the star. I mean, you actually, if you look at the prices, a top of the line Mercedes, you compare it to a top of the line, you know, say a Volvo or an Audi or any of the other cars, you are easily paying $50,000 more for almost exactly the same car. And people are willing to do that, not because they like the star so much, but because of what Mercedes means to them. They are willing to pay for that because no matter how much, I mean, I am one of the strongest critics of this nonsensical way of thinking, where we think that a car adds value to you, or, you know, a watch adds value to you, or something. A Rolex does not make you a better human being. A Mercedes does not make you a better human being. But the point is that this is not the way the world sees. The world sees things in this way, where a person who's paying $50,000 more for a Mercedes is not just doing that because he loves Mercedes, but he's doing that because he thinks that riding in a Mercedes adds value to him as a human being. He thinks that it gives him more prestige and so on and so forth. Now, I still remember I was in when I lived in the US in 97, 98, 99, one day I was filling up the at a gas station. I was filling up the Mercedes of my brother-in-law, Dr. Muhammad Ali Hazratji. So it was a beautiful maroon-colored Mercedes car. So as I was pumping gas, there is this guy who comes and parks his car. It's a beat-up old Chevy right behind me. And then he gets out of his car and he walks right around the Mercedes. And he says, "Man, must be nice to be rich, huh?" So I looked at him and I said, "You don't have to be rich to drive this car." Because I was driving the car, car didn't belong to me. So how does it, you know, how does it matter? So therefore, but this is what the world sees. The world sees you driving Mercedes and they automatically assume that you own the car and then therefore you are a, you know, more prestigious human being. As I said, this is absolute nonsense, but that's how the world thinks. The reason I'm giving this example is because this is what brand does. Brand adds value to the person who uses that brand. And that's the reason why people like to display brand. That's the reason why you wear shirts, showing the crocodile and the shirt showing the jaguar and the puma and all of that, right? And your clothes. And sometimes you wear brands which are so subtle where you have to actually turn the collar out and look inside the collar to see the brand Armani. I mean, it doesn't stamp the brand in your face. And so the point is that all of this is because brand differentiates you, brand invokes loyalty, and therefore brand is what makes you stand out in the marketplace and what gets you influence. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because what is my brand as a Muslim? And as I said, brand is not advertising spiel, brand is not sales spiel, brand is not what your ad agency creates for you. Brand is what the customer builds up in his or her mind from having experienced what you provide. So it is your service and your product and the quality of that which creates real brand in the mind of the person. Now, keeping this in mind, think about that. Now, let me give you an example. Just yesterday, those of you who are from Hyderabad, you know all the places I'm talking about. Yesterday, I mean, I go for a walk in Chiran Palace in KBR Park every evening. So just yesterday, as I entered the park, now inside the park, KBR Park, it's a purely walking area. No vehicles, no cars are permitted inside. So as I, but there is a masjid which belongs to the part of the palace. And so we usually pray Maghrib or something there. And so therefore the only place that cars are allowed are up to the masjid. So it's less than half a kilometer inside the park. So you are allowed to drive your car up to the masjid, park it in the masjid, and then turn around and drive back out of the park. You're not allowed to drive the car inside the park on the roads because those are purely walking roads. Now, this is a rule which is which everybody knows. It is signposted there and everybody follows it. But yesterday, as I walk in, I see this black-colored Bolero car which is driving down the walkway path. I thought it's maybe it belongs to the forest department. Then I realized it's a private car. And I'm thinking to myself, which kind of idiot is this who is driving in a place which is clearly marked that is purely pedestrian and they are not supposed to drive there. And as I go past, the car drives past me, and as I go past that, I saw one of the forest guards there. So I asked him, I said, "Whose car is this and how do you people allow this car?" He tells me, "Sir, this is somebody who came to the masjid and he's driving around inside the park. When I try to stop him, he is rude to me." Now he's looking at me, he knows I'm a Muslim. That guy is not a Muslim. The forest guard is not a Muslim. He's telling me this is somebody who came to the masjid, and when I try to stop him, the man is insulting me. He is being rude to me. Now, this is the brand of the Muslim. Now, can you believe this? I mean, this is how we behave. We blatantly break a law, and then when somebody who's trying to uphold the law stops us, then we abuse the man. So, you know, adding insult to injury. is this our brand? Is this what we want to be? But this is what seems to be the case as far as Muslims are concerned. If you want bad quality, go to a Muslim. If you want promises without delivery, buy from a Muslim. If you want to make sure that you have spent money and then you are going to regret having spent that money for the rest of your life, go and buy a product or a service which is given by a Muslim. This is, unfortunately, I am extremely ashamed and sad to say this, but this is unfortunately the brand of the Muslim today. I'm not saying that everybody is like this. There are exceptions, but that is the whole problem. The problem is that good service, reliable service, consistent service is not the hallmark of a Muslim. It is something that others do and we do not do. Consistency is the soul of quality. Consistency creates a sense of reliability in the customer, and reliability is the number one selling thing for any service or product. Nobody cares if you have this phenomenal service or phenomenal product once in your lifetime, right? When was the last time you gave great service? Was when the pyramids were being built, and after that we have not seen that again. This is what destroys credibility. This is what creates a lack of trust. It breaks trust, but we don't seem to understand that. We blatantly break laws, we do all kinds of things, and then we expect that the world is going to look up to us, and then we want to make dua to say, oh Allah, give us khilafah, give us the control of the world. My brothers and sisters, seriously ask yourself this question. Would you give control of something to somebody who has proven to you over and over again that they are irresponsible, they have no commitment, they have no dedication, they are not willing to do anything to go out of the way to help the process, to help the service you are providing? Somebody who has proven this to you over and over again, would you, in your wildest dream, in any sense of the term, would you give that person or that body or that organization any more responsibility? I mean, if anything, you would take it away. I mean, you would not give them more. And that's exactly what is happening with the Muslims in the world today. In all of these du'as for khilafah and so on and so forth, all of this, believe me, is hot air. It's not going anywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give khilafah, will not give control to anyone who is incapable of demonstrating that they are worthy of that responsibility. Very, very seriously, I think it's something that we need to seriously think about and stand up and speak out against any such thing where people break laws and break trust. Right now, I'm going through a process where one guy, we hired him to do some work in our house. He's making some, the welding guy is doing some, making some frames and so on and so forth. He's taken the full money for the project and he's disappeared. Yesterday, I got somebody to check and he said, Nahi saab, wo Ajmer ko gaya. He's gone to Ajmer. Now, what kind of thing? Another one came to me. Big black beard. He said, I'm Hafiz Quran and so on, and I'm a plumber. So I said, oh, fantastic. I needed, we were doing complete plumbing for an apartment of mine. So we said, okay, let's hire this man. And I said, I will not negotiate anything with this guy. Alhamdulillah, whatever he quotes, we just paid. So he quoted a figure, we paid him everything. In the end, he was supposed to return 3,000 rupees, right? 3,000 rupees was overpaid. He was supposed to return it. No sign of him. He many times my guy asked him this question. You are supposed to have written 3,000. What happened? He came to me. He said, I can't find this fellow. So I said, anyway, just to, because no, I mean, 3,000 rupees won't kill me. But my point was, I don't want the man to fall into sin. I wanted to make sure that I am not making any assumptions. So I said, okay, let me phone. So when I phone him now, it was Ramadan. His wife tells me, no, but you can't speak to him. He's not speaking to anybody because he's in itikaf. Now you want to steal 3,000 rupees and you want to sit in itikaf. I mean, this is the tragic situation of our people. Believe me, every single one of this is brand. Brand is everything that you choose to do or choose not to do. People listen with their eyes. They do not listen with their ears. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. At the end of the day, if we are not going to deliver on our promises, if we are going to over-promise, under-deliver, if we are going to tell lies, if we are going to cheat, if we are going to break laws, believe me, this is what is going to be reflected on us as Muslims. Alhamdulillah, today when people make cartoons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are not cartoons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, but some guy is making some stupid cartoon and is implying that this represents the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of us, we get very upset and very angry, and this is very right. We should get upset and angry. There is no reason why we should not get upset and angry. But ask yourself, your behavior as a Muslim, is it reflecting on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Is it reflecting well on him, or is it reflecting negatively and badly on him? Our behavior today is much more detrimental to the reputation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam than any cartoon can ever be, because our behavior is directly impacting people. If we are going to say, if I'm going to say I'm a Muslim and I lie, then I'm impacting the image of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I'm a Muslim and I do not deliver on promises, I am representing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I have taken money for something and I don't give it, if I have promised something and I don't fulfill that promise, this is a reflection on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are the one insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I make no bones about this. I'm saying this directly to your face. If you are doing this, then you are the one. It is not Charlie Hebdo or somebody else. It is you who are insulting Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is you who are insulting this deen. Wake up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabs you by the neck for this nonsense and for destroying the image and the credibility of Islam. Today people are sick and tired of Muslims talking about Islam. They want to see Islam in practice. But when they see Islam in practice, what do they see? They see lying and cheating and breaking laws. My brothers and sisters, please understand. Do not destroy this deen. If you don't like this deen, go shave your beard. Go and find some other religion and do your nonsense with that religion. At least we will be saved from the nahusat and the I don't know what is the translation for nahusat, but of your behavior as far as Islam is concerned. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sense and to allow us to and to enable us to work and live according to the sunnah of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.